Good morning, everybody. Welcome to it, our Thursday edition. It's time to talk with the folks out there. And as we've been doing lately, we've been talking local, especially right off the top of the program. And today is no exception. We've got a very special guest joining us on the telephone this morning. It's our pleasure to welcome in Melissa Malochik from The Freeze. Melissa, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me, and thank you for listening this morning.
Oh, well, Melissa, and I will tell you this. Everybody loves the way that sounds because we were talking a little bit off the air. Folks have had it with this winter, especially the month of February. So when you hear the freeze and you think about the ice cream, you think spring and you think all that good stuff.
Yeah. So we're opening Saturday, March 1st in 2 days. So exciting to open up our doors for the 68th year in business this year. So it's another exciting year for sure, and that means warmer weather is ahead for sure.
That's what we like to say. The heck with the groundhog and all that stuff. We go by the freeze and when it opens, and like you said, that'll be in just a couple days. But Marissa, I guess you want to start at the beginning and get some background. When did you know, you're the owner right now? So when did you exactly take over the reins of the freeze?
So in 2021, in June 7th to be exact, my husband and I took over, which was 5 seasons ago, but ends up being 4 years. So I began working at the Freeze when I was in high school. That was my first job. So
you knew a little bit about the place.
Absolutely. I've been there for quite some time, and I continued working at the Freeze through college. I got my business degree, and I still stayed loyal. Working weekends and weeknights as I could because I went to a local community college, which was Penn State. Mm-hmm. And then after college, I took a job at a local community college, which is McCann School of Business. I worked there for a few years, but still working at the Freeze and always trying to be a part of it because I love the atmosphere. I just love all the customers and all the interactions I've made over the years. And it always keeps me on my toes and keeps me moving. I'm not too good of an office person sitting behind a desk. I like to be out and socializing with our customers and all. So.
Exactly. And when we were there, when we got the whole crew there, God love you that day, we could see exactly
that
what
was exciting.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. That's one word for it. But we could see just how, like you said, you were involved. I mean, there was no dust under your feet that day. And that's like that pretty much all the time for you.
Yeah, we have about 20 girls that rotate out in and out. So they're high school, college girls. They have great customer service, very friendly. So we always have a great atmosphere. I love having a good relationship with the girls. I take them every year during the holidays with our off season. I take them on a trip somewhere to kind of build that in, customer interaction for them. So it's really great.
And you know, that's a big part of it because we also talked, for full disclosure, Marissa, that I was getting some background on this and looking at the reviews. And I think three different sites I was on, and all three of those sites had the fact of the people working there and so friendly and the atmosphere and like it. And that's huge.
It is. It really is. That's the number one thing here. I always say when a girl walks in the door and wants a job here, I always say, you have to have good communication skill and friendly. You know, if you want to be behind a desk working, this is not the place to come. So,
and you're first job, so. And you're working with people, so you've got to be a people person. Nothing turns me off more than when there's people that are working and they're out in the public and they just have this, and I'll say, crappy attitude. I mean, that is a big time turnoff. And it is
when you go into a business and they feel like you don't want to be there. You kind of get turned off even by their food or their whatever they're serving too. You just don't want to come back, even though it's so good. It's the service that really makes it all full circle. So.
Yes. Now you talked about 4 years ago in the fifth season, you decided that you want to become owner. That's a lot different than working there. I mean, that's a lot to, you know, put on your plate. And I respect people that decide, you know, they're going to venture into the business market as you did.
I was lucky enough to be here and have a good relationship with the former owner, which was Patricia Anthony. She was a part of the Groff family. She was a daughter of the original owners. So she had it in her family for 60 years, same family. So that's an amazing accomplishment to be, have that alone. But when she was ready to retire to spend more time with her family and her grandkids naturally, she gave my husband and I the opportunity to purchase it. So we were thrilled, and I didn't know everything, but I knew a lot of the front and the workings of that, and that really helped me out a lot, especially with the customers. And our customers were very encouraging to know that, hey, I owned it. I was there for how many years, and I took it over. So it's nice to have somebody that knows the business.
Indeed.
Get into it, for sure.
And you know, like you said, to me, it makes the transition even that much, you know, easier than it would maybe if that wasn't the case.
Right. And again, I'm so thankful for the Groff family to allow me the opportunity, my husband and I, to purchase it. I'm so grateful and will always be grateful for it, to continue the tradition. It might not be the same family, but family owned is still just as important. So.
Indeed. And one of the things is, I think the location right there off of Route 61, as you're traveling a little south of where we're at right now, boy, I mean, you can't miss it, you know, and wow. I think that's key as well. You're in a great spot.
We are really centrally located as well, between 2443 and Route 61.
Yep.
We're at a jug handle as well. So people stopping at the jug handle come around, you know, we're at a light as well. So.
Yep. All good stuff, all making it easy to get to. So that being said, let's get down to the brass tacks now, because me being a food guy and dessert guy, that's right up my alley. So let's talk a little bit about what you want to offer now. And again, Marissa, I don't know if you want to go with regular food, like for lunch, if people are coming in, or you want to do that first and then save the dessert for last. I'll let you decide.
Sure. So we offer anywhere from hamburgers and hot dogs. Our hot dogs, if you've never tried them, they're not just a boiled hot dog or on a roller. They are they're grilled hot dogs. So they have that crispy outside.
Yes.
They're absolutely delicious. So if you've ever, if you want to try a good hot dog, we're right here. So we're anywhere from, like I said, hamburgers, hot dogs, chicken sandwiches, chicken fingers, dinosaur nuggets, huge. That's huge with the kids, which are popular. Also, kids' meals we have. We offer kids' shakes. A lot of places don't offer kids' portions, and we do. And then we also have fried pickles, which are really popular, and anywhere from French fries to pierogies. You know, you got to have a pierogi, and of course, we serve Mrs. T's, so...
Absolutely, a staple of this area. But the fried pickles, and I think you're right, because a lot of times with kids, you know how they are. They might have the appetite of someone like me, let's just say. I'll use myself. So, and you don't get that offer, like you said, all the time, but you guys certainly do that, and that's also a plus.
Yeah, we also do kids' sundaes. I'll just touch a little bit on ice cream, and we'll get to that. But we also have a kids' sundae, which is great. A lot of older folks that don't want to eat a huge portion, we offer the kids' sundae. And they can get it as well. So we're not afraid to not advertise that to just anyone. So
exactly right. So that's excellent. And that's the only way to do a hot dog, I might add, Marissa. So I'm glad you said that, because you had me right there from just the way you guys do it, because a boiled hot dog is one of the worst things going, and even the roller, but the way you guys do it. And I know we look forward to, you know, coming down in the very near future. But let's talk about what some of my favorites, because when I went down there, I have to be honest, I wasn't aware of all those great lunch deals. I was focused on the ice cream. And one of the things in particular that got my attention, and I think this is – I'm all about the gimmick, and I think you guys have a great gimmick with this, the celebrity sundaes.
I knew you were going to say that, because I think you either got the – what was it? The Dolly Parton?
I got the Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Yes,
okay.
Your memory is great, Marissa. I was looking at the board, and I remember you said to me, good choice.
Yeah, it is. So our Dolly Parton actually is strawberries, pound cake, but then we also have strawberries and cheesecake. So there's two different layers in between vanilla ice cream. It's absolutely delicious. The cheesecake alone is real pieces of cheesecake.
Yes.
So with real strawberries on top. You just can't. It's not that jelly or that pie filling. We have the real strawberries. That's all with it. So nothing like strawberries and cake or strawberries and cheesecake. So, but also for our celebrity sundaes, we have over 10 different options. And even so, you could also create your own. If we have the toppings, we're happy to make you your own. But our sundaes, specifically the celebrity ones, We have the Elvis Presley. So they're named after 1950s celebrities. Okay, that's what's really cool about it.
Yes.
We're 1950s. We're the 50s theme diner. So we have an Elvis Presley, which is peanut butter and bananas in between ice cream of your choice. So we have over 12 flavors of soft serve ice cream. It goes well with soft, but you could also do hard. So Elvis' favorite dessert was peanut butter and bananas. So that's we had to do that. We had to name it after Elvis. And then we also have another fan favorite that is our Supreme, which is the ultimate peanut butter lover sundae, which includes our delicious Reese's peanut butter sauce, peanut butter cups, and Reese's pieces blended in between ice cream of your choice. So those are super cool. And like I said, they're all very similar. It's just different ingredients that go in with the celebrity sundaes. But you got to check them out because they're definitely something very cool. They're also picture friendly for people who like to take pictures of their food on social media and all that kind of stuff. That definitely is a something to post for sure.
Indeed. Now, you know, I was going to ask this one because I'll defer to you because, you know, what would you say was your most, you know, popular celebrity sundae?
Most popular, I would say the Supreme. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are that peanut butter lover.
Yes.
But we also have the banana, the upside down banana split.
Oh, boy.
Which is called the Drifters. So that's everything in a banana split, all in a cup, like upside down in a cup. So that's really, really popular as well.
That's fabulous. Now, do you guys, I always like to refer to it as you guys go in the laboratory and, you know, get an idea and you concoct this and you got to see if it works out or, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So how does that, take us through that.
That is the most exciting part of being an employee at the Freeze, too, is just their own concoctions. So sometimes it's the girls that do it. Sometimes it's myself or my family or even a customer that comes in that's like, hey, this would be an awesome treat to have, so to serve. So we have one of our most popular things at the Freeze, along with the celebrity sundaes, is our milkshakes. We were lucky enough to get Reader's Choice Award for 2024 last season, Best Sundaes. So I was honored. The Freeze has never been honored for that before. So that was really, really cool. I'd love to get it for milkshakes maybe one year. We have over 75 flavors of milkshakes. So they're real milkshakes. Real ingredients go into them, and we got flavors for everyone. But specifically, we have specialty shakes as well. So, for instance, we have a really popular banana split milkshake that consists of bananas, of course, real strawberries, real pineapple, and a hint of dark chocolate syrup and peanuts if you'd like, like that salty and sweet combination. So that's our specialty shakes. And then we also have a fan favorite for the area. We came up with a Tandy Cake milkshake, which is very popular dessert for the area.
Wow.
It's a blend of peanut butter, chocolate chunk, and cake all blended together. So if you like that, you know, it's not like we don't use the peanut butter tasty cake specifically, but we have a recipe for the candy cake that we put in as well. So.
And see there, now there will be my problem when I come in, because I'm like you, I love milkshakes, but I love them the way that you said, the old fashioned, the right way of doing them up. And you guys certainly do that.
Yeah.
But then the celebrity sundaes and the other stuff. So I'm torn.
I know. And our milkshakes, like when I say real stuff, we put real strawberries in them, real pineapple. It's the real deal. So,
and that makes
very
a difference.
Good.
And that makes a difference, Marissa. I will tell you that, because one of the first ads I heard you guys running was the fact you stressed on that it's not syrups or that sweet sugary. It's natural fruit, and I can't put into words the difference that makes.
Yeah, and some people, and I have customers that come in daily that just want a chocolate milkshake, and we have that, and it's very good. But having these other options, people like to check off the list. Like they'll go down our shake list and be like, I'm trying one each week or each day that they come in, and they basically tried almost every one. So it's pretty cool. We'll have to get like a punch card or something like that for somebody and reward them for that. Maybe that'll be in the works in the last couple of years.
I like that idea because, truth be known, and we're speaking with Marissa Malochik, the owner of The Freeze, and when you were going through that, I was doing the same thing. I remember exactly what I had the last couple of times I was in there, so that's what I'm doing now. Process of elimination. I want to be able to say, I tried this, that, this, you know, and just, you know, as you said, cross them off the list. So a punch card, I think, would be a great idea.
Yeah, we'll have to. Well, we do have a VIP card at The Freeze for specifically milkshakes, and they also go with specialty shakes, too. So if you get 10, your 11th is free over time, and that's for the large milkshake. That's pretty much a feat to drink, though. I'll tell you, it's 32 ounces. Originally, when they first opened, it was like 42 ounces, but we went down a little bit to 32. A little bit more manageable, kind of.
Yeah, I would say.
It's like a meal replacement. Some people drink half of it and bring it home, and then you get kids that come in and drink it all, and I'm like, where do they put it?
But, yes.
But it's summer, and it's, you know, it's just, they like to come in for the summer and the warm temperatures and enjoy that shake. And
exactly. You know. Cool down with a nice shake or a nice, of course, as we mentioned, Celebrity Sunday. And the other thing that I like now, let's talk your hours. Now, you're going to open in a couple days, but let's let the folks know when they can get in because you've got some very convenient hours as well. And now, are you guys open 7 days a week?
We are. We're open 7 days a week.
Beautiful.
We close for the winter, mm-hmm. so we have to be open every day.
Yes.
You know, when we're open, we're open. So 12 to 9. We don't close a day. We're straight through. The only time we would close is for a holiday like Easter, or, you mm-hmm. know, and whatnot. So, but every other day we are opened 7 days a week, 12 p.m. till 9 p.m. And if you're coming in and you come in at 8:59, our girls know if you're in before 9 o'clock, you are served. Sometimes they're like, oh, but to be honest with you, that's our rules and that's what we do. So no one has to worry. I'm like, some customers come in and they're like, we're so sorry that we're here, you know, this late. We won't get that much. And I'm like, no, please come on in. Well, whatever you'd want at the time. We it takes us about an hour or so to clean up at night. We keep our place pretty clean for sure. So we make sure that that does not bother us at all. So.
And that's key because, you know, that's not always the case with a lot of establishments. You come in there even, you know, not even that late. And, well, you know, we've cleaned up or we've, you know, taken the register out for
closed.
The night. Right. Yes. Yes.
I love that one.
Yes.
Yeah. Why stay open until that time if you can't serve? That's what my husband and I both say. We're like, because sometimes we do it ourselves. We feel sometimes we go into a place and we're like, oh, man, it's too late. Like, do you think they'll be able to serve us? So
that's good. That is so good to know. Now, about the milkshakes again, because as you can see there, I'm the milkshake guy coming out again. We had a survey not too long ago where, I love your stuff, like that banana split when you were talking about and like, but sometimes simple is the best. And I know we had a top 10 list of favorite milkshake flavors, and, you know, chocolate was number one.
We make a lot of chocolate milkshakes here at The Freeze. Absolutely. So that doesn't surprise me at all. I bet close top is probably strawberry and maybe just a typical vanilla shake. Yeah.
I call that like the trinity of the ice cream, chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry, like you said.
Yep. Neapolitan. You got it.
Yeah. Neapolitan. That's good stuff.
Yep.
Now, how about your flavors of ice cream? Because we talked about that, the Neapolitan and the trifecta. But what kind of flavors do you have at The Freeze besides those?
So for soft serve ice cream, we have tons of flavors. So we got a new machine that you could have 11 different choices of soft serve ice cream. So we rotate them, typically keep like tea berry up here because it's a big popular flavor for this area. Your original vanilla chocolate twist, but then we also have mint. I know St. Patrick's Day is coming up. That's super popular now this time of year. Strawberry, peanut butter soft serve, butter pecan. I know a lot of older folks like that butter pecan flavor. So we got lots of flavors, and the list is honestly endless. We just rotate the flavors as the season changes and stuff like that to kind of correspond with the season. But then we also have hard ice cream. That's a new thing because the original Tasty Freeze was only soft serve. But there's always a few customers that come in that just want that hard ice cream, and they won't want anything else. And I was like, I hate it to decline them and tell them we don't have anything else for them. So when I took over 4 years ago, I said, that's it. We're getting hard ice cream in here. So my husband helped me get a spot. He's pretty handy. And we have a nice dipping cabinet now.
Mm-hmm.
So that offers 8 different flavors of hard ice cream. So.
See, that's a great business decision, because now I prefer soft serve, but there are some hard that I like as well. So now you don't have that problem when you come into the freeze. You can either do the soft serve or the hard. So just a great business idea that you had there and put into effect.
Yeah, absolutely. And mentioning about my husband, he wanted to add that before we opened the freeze, he has an excavation business, and he's been doing that for many years. So excavation and ice cream, like, don't work very well together, but we end up managing. We both respect each other so much. But I just wanted to let you know that he does have an excavation business, Excavation Tech out of Schuylkill Haven, and they're really great. And I believe that he's the best excavator around. So
there you go.
If anyone's in need of excavation work or anything like that, he does top-notch work.
Give him a call.
Stop by at the freeze and get his business card as well. So.
There you go. And, you know, for full disclosure, I chuckle.
I thought I'd give that to him.
Oh, that's fine. Absolutely. Good stuff.
Yeah.
And for full disclosure, I chuckle because when you're going through the flavors, you start it right at the top with tea berry. And I have to tell you, I am a tea berry mark. I love it. That outside of the box of, like, the as you said, the Neapolitan, the trifecta, tea berry would be my go-to flavor. I got to admit, I love it. Love it.
And then there's some people that just think it tastes like Pepto-Bismol.
Yes. And you know what? We have that debate here at the radio station, and it's about half. And you know, I was going to say, tea berry, you either love it or you hate it. There's no in between.
There is no in between. And it's funny because the kids, they see the color because they're just looking at some of the younger kids that can't read yet. They're just looking at the color and like, I want that pink ice cream. Mm-hmm. And their parents are like, I don't know if you're going to like it, you know. But some of it, honestly, because they don't eat a lot of sweet things, mm-hmm. when they have that, they end up liking it anyway because it's sweet.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I've been trying to get my nephew to try that, Jack, and like he's very regimented in his eyes. He likes the vanilla. He just likes vanilla. He's a plain old guy, so maybe we can get him to branch out. And if that's the case, I'm certainly bringing him down there because he will have a wide variety to choose from.
Truly. And a lot of places don't serve specifically tea berry, like, with soft serve. So we have soft serve, we have milkshakes, and we have the hard ice cream.
And
so
that's
pretty much always have that on hand, because I hate when someone comes in and asks for it and we don't have it, especially for this area. That's when for my supplier, she's like, only Pennsylvania area, like a certain part of Pennsylvania orders this tea berry, and another place in like Canada. But anywhere else, it's not. So it's just this area. It's funny.
That is awesome. And like you said, you don't see that in the soft serve. That's another reason why you guys are unique in that respect.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
That is good stuff. We're talking with Marissa Malochik of The Freeze here on our Thursday edition. Marissa, this is good stuff. You have gotten so many people pumped up and excited out there. It's kind of a dreary day out there, but you really have brightened things up.
Yeah, for sure. I believe it. The Freeze is opening, so it's exciting. Exciting news. But we also have, every year when we close for the season, we upgrade. We put definitely do a lot of work over the season just to make it great for our customers. So we do upgrades to the freeze each year of the season. One in particular thing that I wanted to mention is we have really nice seating inside the freeze. So if you haven't been in here in a while, we have booths that we just put in. Sometimes I go into a restaurant, me and my husband always say, can we have the booth, please? So we implemented booths. They're retro 1950s turquoise colors. They're super nice. We have other additional seating in the front. But we also have, for nice warm days, we have a nice pavilion that has Trex Adirondack style chairs, so super nice lounging chairs to be drinking or eating your milkshakes. And then we also have Trex picnic tables that are that turquoise color. and a couple other picnic tables underneath our pavilion and our seating area. So it's really nice. And it's fenced around, so it's safe and all. So
yes,
for the kids to run around and pick up some rocks that they do.
Absolutely. That is good stuff. We're talking once again with Marissa Malochik of The Freeze. You have done a fabulous job here this morning, previewing your opening in a couple
Thank
of days
you.
And getting people excited. Always what I like to do, though, Marissa, if there's anything that we might have missed out on or something you want to mention, feel free.
Yeah. So I would say we did a pretty good job explaining, but we also have, just so you know, flurries, which is blended ice cream in our soft serve, and real fruit smoothies. Absolutely Ooh. Delicious they are. And then our newest item on our menu is our cookie ice cream sandwiches and cookie or brownie sundae. So we just started that this year. We had the cookie ice cream sandwich last year. We just started it, so we wanted to see how customers thought of it, and it really went over well because we get our cookies made fresh in small batches from the Cookie Cave in Minersville. So I'm pretty good friends with them in Minersville, the Cookie Cave in Minersville, and they do a fabulous job with that. And these cookies are out of this world. So we have two cookie options, a chocolate chip, which is always, we always have a chocolate chip. And then we're going to be doing a seasonal cookie, which will start off for St. Patrick's Day with the mint chocolate chip. So you could get any hard ice cream in between there, the warm cookie, the cold ice cream. It's just a good combination. And then we also have our cookie ice cream sundaes, which are, it's nothing like a warm and cold combination of a brownie and cookie topped with your choice of ice cream and delicious toppings, such as we have any of our regular sundae toppings you can put on it. It would be caramel, hot fudge, peanut butter sauce, so many options you can do, and they're really good. So I'd like everybody to come down and try one for sure.
I know somebody who is such a mark, as I call him, for the cookie with the ice cream. And, oh, my, I can't wait to get home and pass that one along because she, just like I'm a mark for so many other things, she is a mark for that cookie, and I guarantee you we'll be trying that out in the near future.
And when I say they're delicious, they are. At the Cookie Cave, they do a fabulous job. She's also doing, which I can't sell them, where they infuse alcohol into them.
Oh,
but
better yet.
We don't serve them here.
No.
But you can't taste them, and they're deadly. I'm telling you. They're delicious, all kinds of varieties that she has. So you should check her out on Facebook with the Cookie Cave.
Yes.
She does a really good job, her and her husband. So
you have given me, just personally, me so much in these last 10 minutes to take home that my hand is jotting these all down. I'm writing them down on a cheat sheet here because, again, when you don't understand all the stuff that you guys have there. You think of Sundays right away, or as you said, you think of the lunch. But just in these last couple minutes here, the different things that are on the menu for the folks out there, it's amazing. And it's all good.
It could be overwhelming to look at first, but we are here to help. And we got very nice, clear signage for each individual items that we have. So we can help out with anything you need. We're all always open to doing that. We love serving our customers. So
and a testimonial, because when I walked in the very first time I was in there, which was I guess beginning of last year, I didn't know, and you guys took us through it and you know what's in it, and that was so important. I mean, really, and that's a huge part of the service is a huge part of not only the product but the service comes with it.
You got it. That's most important: cleanliness, friendly service, but also good items on the menu. So
exactly.
We've been doing that for many years and hope to continue for many, many more.
Well, we can't. We want to wish you the best of luck with it entering
Thank you
now
so much.
Your fifth season, Marissa. I know we're going to be down to see you in the very, 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 very near future.
I was kind of hearing possibly next week. Sometimes.
We don't want to scare
you out of work.
We don't want to scare you off. But it's always great when we can take the time and go in mass and enjoy things. But for the folks out there, one more time, I want to let them know it won't be long. The Freeze is going to be open up. So take us through your opening once again so we can get a lot of people in your establishment.
Yeah.
So give us those dates again, Marissa.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yep. So we're opened We open this Saturday, March 1st.
Good deal.
From 12 p.m. till 9 p.m. And we're open daily on until end of October, usually right around October 31st, like Halloween, the last Sunday in October, we typically stay open till.
Mm-hmm.
So, but no matter rain, sleet, we're going to be open March 1st on.
It's been so long that, as you said, the weather won't matter. It's a matter of getting down there and tasting those delicious, that delicious food and those delicious treats. And I expect a lot of folks out there, you hear cabin fever and all that. Well, I've got like ice cream fever and just good food fever. So we're going to be looking forward to checking out the Freeze. That's the place to be. Marissa, great job here this morning. This is one of the best ways to kick off the program that I can think of. And we want to wish you the best of luck in your fifth season. And we'll be seeing you real soon.
All right. Thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing all these amazing customers coming in.
All right, Marissa. Thank you so much. Best of luck.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You got it. So there you go. Marissa Malochik from The Freeze joining us on the program. And boy, I tell you, you can't think of a better way to kick things off than with Marissa and The Freeze. They've got great stuff, folks. Testimonial. We've been there many times, and as Marissa kind of let it out there for the folks, we are going to be there, I think it's sometime next week, and I'll tell you, I'm pumped. I'm looking forward to it. Doesn't matter the weather. I mean, it is good stuff and new stuff on the menu as Marissa went through. The problem you're going to have going in there, folks, and it's a good problem, what do you partake of? Because it's all good and fresh fruits, not the syrups. So that might be the hardest thing when you go into The Freeze. What is it that you're going to, take advantage of? Lots of selections. Back with more after the break on WPPA.